broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bub and V, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bub and V.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to a great
Sports Talk.
Great.
Can't hear you.
You can't hear nothing?
Nope.
Can't hear us. We on, Neil?
I can hear everything, so can't probably that might be something that got unplugged there. I'll come fix it. I'll check it out.
My rocker mind took a header.
Rocker mind pulled.
I can hear you good.
You can hear me?
Sounding beautiful. Sounding beautiful. We got an absolute fabulous show right tonight.
We'll chase her down.
We don't need headsets.
No.
Overrated. Hey, we got a great show tonight. We have Coach Christie and the track team who are leaving at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Nothing again?
Nope.
Okay. For the state track at Welcome Stadium.
Yep.
They run Thursday. I think I wrote the times down. Let's see, 4:50. Anna Reisner will be the first one running.
4:50 tomorrow?
Thursday.
That's so tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they leave like at... Well, we're going to get them in here. How's that sound?
That works for me.
And then after the track team, we got the baseball guys coming up,
sir,
to celebrate a tremendous run that they are on and hope to continue tomorrow afternoon. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to pay some bills. Coach and the team are here, and we're going to talk to them.
Awesome.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Do you have a graduation party you're planning for, or a weekend get-together? Let Wayne IGA be your party headquarters. Of course, they have all the drinks you want, pop, beer, wine, Powerade, plus all the snacks. But don't forget that you can also get their great fried chicken, everybody's favorite. And the barbecue pork, cream chicken, and beef make for quick and easy sandwiches. Don't forget to call ahead at 375-2865 to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. They'll make your party preparations easier. Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Fort Recovery Public Library will again be having their summer reading program beginning Monday, June 3rd, and continuing through Wednesday, July 10th, ending with a pool party at Ambassador Pool that evening. Students and adults can sign up to win prizes each time they come in to check out books and materials. This year's theme is Adventure Begins at Your Library, and they'll have some special story times with several guest readers who will stop by for story time. They'll have music, games, crafts, fun activities, and more planned for our summer reading program, and some of the events will require pre-registration by calling 375-2869. A calendar of events can be found at the library and on their Facebook page and their website. A big thank you to our summer reading program sponsors, Psi Iota Xi Sorority, and the Friends of the Library. Our library summer reading program coming up June 3rd through July 10th.
This is a good one, Fee, because, you know, this time of year, we don't have, usually don't have a lot of athletes still competing.
Exactly. Although, this is kind of becoming a habit.
It is becoming a habit. And another thing that's becoming a habit is the head coach of our track team. And, and Coach Christie, welcome to the show and thank you for coming up.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You got to be really excited about what took place the last couple weeks and really the whole season.
Yeah, we've had a really good last few weeks and had a really good night Friday night. So get to go another week. That's awesome. That's always the hope.
Yeah, that's right. So you got. Let's talk a little bit about what we had in the regionals, and a couple of kids fell a little short, but had tremendous seasons.
Yeah, actually, we didn't have too many fall short. I mean, Carly Niekamp ended up eighth. I mean, every kid we took podiumed. Like, every kid came home with a medal, which is awesome. Carly finished in eighth, which was, you know, like, she didn't qualify for regionals last year, so it was big. She's just been PRing right and left. We had two kids finish in fifth, but with the OHSA, they do two at-large bids across the whole state. And so if you're one of the two fastest times or one of the two best marks across all the regions, I mean, then you get to go. And so two of our kids got to go. We've been the benefit of that many times, which is awesome. And I think the only one that won is Nat, had a rough time in the 2 mile, but I mean, she still finished in 11th and had, I mean, she still had a really good run. Yeah. So.
And she still qualified.
And she qualified in the mile. So yep.
So you have how many athletes competing tomorrow?
So we have just four. Right? Trevor and Natalie don't run till Friday.
Okay.
So tomorrow we've got Mara in the long jump, Anna Reisner in the one and the two, Kiana Matsuda in the 300 hurdles, and then our 4x1 team, which is Anna, Paige Guggenbiller, Kiana Matsuda, and Mara.
So is like the finals and everything tomorrow in the high jump? Or long
jump? In the long jump, the finals is tomorrow.
There's no preliminary, it's go.
Well, they do prelims and finals, so she'll get three jumps as a prelim, and then as long as she's in the top nine, then she'll make finals, and then they get three additional jumps. So they'll do it all in one shot, though. It'll be done tomorrow.
So when you look at, and I got Mara right here. So when you look at your PR, where does that put her, like,
well, yes, her PR puts her real good, just because you jump that one time doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen again. But what are you seated 10th right now?
Yeah.
But we know we got big jumps in there, so we're not too worried about it.
This is your third time?
Fourth time.
That's awesome.
You've been to state all 4 years?
Yeah, I have.
In the same event. Yes. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. It's awesome.
The other person that made it was Coach Diller in high school. So.
A few years ago.
You're a four-year.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a small club.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a small club, but that's a pretty, that's a heck of a
That's
honor.
Impressive.
So you, are you nervous, right? I mean, this is old hat for you, but how do you prepare?
Mm-hmm. I'm really not that nervous. I would say the only thing would be being at Dayton instead of Ohio State this year. None of us has, you know, competed at state at the UD Welcome Center, so I think that keeps me a little uneasy. But overall, I'm just trying to look at it as it's my last year. Like, it's my last meet as an Indian, so I just want to have fun, and no matter what happens, like, keep a positive mindset from there.
You made the decision a couple years ago to dedicate yourself to track, right? You were a hell of a basketball player. You are a hell of a volleyball player. You made the decision that, you know what, this is what I love. This is what I'm, and in any regrets, or do you just like, it's been like awesome?
Yeah, no regrets at all, really. I've learned so much through, you know, indoor, outdoor, everything. Like, I've learned, I've kind of gained so much as a person, as well as, like, you know, mentally and physically. So, you know, I think this year I've learned the most mentally. And overall, you know, like, Coach Diller has helped me with a lot of that stuff. And, like, I feel very prepared going to college just from the both mental and physical aspects.
Well, the bar that you've set for what you've done,
at Fort Recovery High School is quite amazing. I mean, it really is.
Thank you.
Pretty high.
And you're going to further your track, and what's your plan?
Yeah, so I'm going to Marshall University to run for their track program and while majoring in electrical engineering.
Hmm. She's awesome.
Smarty pants.
She's pretty smart. Yeah.
And you really, you can kind of tell by the conversation that she's pretty sharp. So
yeah.
We just as proud as heck of you.
We sure are.
Yeah.
And man, you've done nothing but make us proud, and we wish you nothing but the best. Not only tomorrow, and it didn't matter if you make it or not, you are what Fort Recovery is all about. So
thank you.
Yeah. So thank you very much for being a scholar at it. So let's talk to this little guy over here. So you was up just up here for what was we?
Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
He was unbelievable.
Was he unbelievable?
Oh my God! I laughed my ass. Well, I laughed a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the Wizard of Oz?
Good. I probably sacrificed my body a little too much. It was little bruised going into track, but
Did Coach want to kill you?
I was watching.
Just a little bit, but yeah, it was good.
I was very worried the way the scarecrow was flopping around. I thought, oh boy,
banging off the ground wide open. Yep. But you were awesome, by the way. I love
it. Yes.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about your regionals. You kind of had a pretty good idea that you had a really good shot at advancing. And you finished third, is that right?
Yep.
And talk a little bit about your run.
So how track meets work is you run the mile before you run the 2 mile. So I qualified for regionals in both of those races, so I decided to go run both of those races. So I first had the 1600, and that's 4 laps around the track. About 3 laps into the race, I made a pretty aggressive move in that third lap to kind of solidify my ability to qualify. However, that last lap is always a kick, and like most track meets, people were coming, and I had to dive at the line to get third. It was pretty intense. It kind of gave my mom a little bit of PTSD.
His mom was right there beside me. I was like, oh, hi. She says he's down. I'm like, he's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, I gave her a little bit of PTSD there, but it was good. Very, very, very stressful race, but I made it on. And then after that, you have about an hour, and then you have to go run the 2 mile. So I've been doing this all year. I've been doubling the mile and the 2 mile, so it's not like it's been something new to me. So I kind of knew what my body should feel like going into the 2 mile, and I was able to run a good race in the 2 mile and also qualify in there. I was 1 second away from my school record, so I kind of wish I dove at the line there again so I could get that, but...
So is the second race harder?
I would say, for me, like, it's a different type of hard. Yeah, like, the mile is definitely more fast, like, hard effort like that, but the 2 mile is just more of, like, an achy, like, I'm suffering for a longer time.
Yeah.
So, can you win?
Can I win? State?
Yeah.
I would say there's an outside chance. I need someone to have a bad race. In the 2 mile, I definitely could get podium. In the mile, sorry, I definitely could get podium, and I guess in the 2 mile.
You could get podium in both.
The race plan I have right now, I'm a big planner, so I always have a good race plan. Definitely has a very good move in there to establish good positioning into that last lap, so I'm hoping that if things go right according to my plan, I should place pretty well.
Podium is top 8.
Top 8.
And last year?
Last year, I think in the mile, I got like 14th. So this year, I'm hoping to at least beat that, but I'm really looking for that podium. So.
Yeah.
And when we talk about Mara, and we talk about you, and we talk about Paige, you guys have you're just pretty special athletes. But not only athletes, people, you know? I mean, Fort Recovery is just damn proud of being able to root your butt on tomorrow. So or Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. I got the list here, and I'm kind of looking at it. But and your game plan is?
you will have to be there to see it.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That's what I like.
Get the crowd there.
Yeah, that's good call. Right. That's right. Tomorrow we leave at what time, Coach?
2:15.
And we're having a little bit of a come on out to the track.
I guess if you want to come out, you can. We're pretty low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, let's move on here to Miss Paige. So you're on a relay.
Yep.
And where did we finish in regionals?
We finished second at regionals behind a team who broke the state record. So
wow.
Yeah.
But this team we have, this 4x1, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is as good as anybody in the state.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So. Talk a little bit about your preparation and the whole, all you guys. Are you like, you text her and say, don't you let us down or anything like that?
No,
we don't put any pressure on anybody. It's
no
always,
pressure.
No.
Just be yourself, is what we always say.
What leg do you run?
I'm the second.
Second?
Yep.
Leadoff runner is?
Anna Reisner.
And then you, and then?
Kiana Matsuda, and then Mara.
And then Mara.
Yeah.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Mara's always ready.
Is she always ready?
She's always ready.
Is she?
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So your game plan after school, you're going, like, school's out now, so what are you going to school at?
The Ohio State.
And you are? Are you rowing?
Oh, yeah, I'm rowing.
Yeah.
What a row. That's
unbelievable.
Yeah. Copy's daughter did that, you know, for us, it came out of nowhere by going, rowing, what? But they're looking for athletes that are... They're strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a good look. Good athlete. Yeah.
So, how was the graduation? Good? Anybody get emotional?
No? Get me out of there.
Happened really fast.
Did it really? Yeah. It was quick.
Like it was going fast.
Yeah. It does go fast.
Party's already done. Got them both done.
Perfect. Coach, what do you think tomorrow? Y'all ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. Everybody's... It's state. I mean, you just go and you show up. We don't do anything more than what we've already been doing.
Yeah.
We just go and
do
our
thing.
Jobs and have a good time. Enjoy it. Celebrate it.
And Neil, Fort Recovery Radio's game plan?
We're not going to be able to get there. The guys have prior commitments that their family didn't mention to them.
Okay. Mm.
So we did the Troy Regionals, and that's in our archives, but we're not going to be able to get to state.
And then we will know, like, I know that Amy does a great job of updating the Fort Recovery Athletic website, so we'll be able to tell right away.
And what's the website? The bomb
e-bomb.
It's on. Well, actually on MileSplit.
MileSplit.
So
okay.
MileSplit.
And we've got the shield. She'll have that posted probably too. But
yep.
It'll be its live results. So as soon as the race happens, you'll know if they're moving on. So it's quick.
So tomorrow's Mara.
Tomorrow's Brent prelims and Mara's long jump's the only final tomorrow, and everybody else needs to get either top two in their heat or one of the next two fastest times.
So. Okay.
So once again, it is at Welcome Stadium. It is $16 for adults, $10 for kids. Thursday, Anna runs at 4:50, and this is all bang, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
At 5:30, Anna and Paige. And the relay team, the long jump at 6 is Mara. The hurdles at 6:30, correct?
Kiana, yeah.
Kiana runs at 6:30, and then Anna back for the 200 at 7. So you don't got nothing to do tomorrow.
Oh, I have my
You can go to B-Dubs, eat wings, tater tots.
Practice tomorrow.
He's shut down tomorrow?
Yeah, he's at practice. He's going with us and practicing at the meet.
Yep.
Is he allowed to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. He needs to go and check the track out. And
check track out.
Lay out. I'm
going to be running 3 miles on that track. I hope I can check it out.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
And then Friday, it all kicks off. The 100 meters at 6:40. 6:55, Nat and Trevor. At the 1600, the 4x1 at 7:10, the 300 hurdles at 7:30, the 200 meter at 7:55, Trevor's back at the 3200 at 8, and once again, we are doing nothing but rooting for you guys. And
go get them.
We thank you for stopping up. I know you got a million things to do. You took the time out to come up here, and once again,
appreciate that.
You do nothing but make us proud.
Yep.
So good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck tomorrow.
Coach, good luck.
And Friday.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a break. We're coming back with Coach Ike and the baseball guys. they've kind of got a big one tomorrow as well.
Yeah, so,
and they're all national. It's unbelievable. They're all stars. They're all,
yeah.
We want NIL money.
We want money.
Anybody that was in that video, we want paid.
We need paid.
You guys in or out on that? All right. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Sawyer Overman Wiffle Ball Tournament is coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th at the Wendelene Sports Club. On Friday night, the festivities begin at 6 with jumpy houses. Then at 7, it'll be Cosmic Bingo and the Sawyer 500 NASCAR treadmill races. Krispy Kreme donuts will be available to purchase all evening, and DJ Russell Bergman will start playing his party music at 8 o'clock. At dusk, they'll be sending lanterns to our family and friends in heaven, and lanterns will also be available for you to decorate and send messages too. On Saturday, Krispy Kreme donuts will be available again, and Sawyer's grandma, Sandy Overman, will sing the national anthem scheduled for 9:45 a.m. Then the wiffle ball tournament will start at 10. All ages are welcome to play, so get your team signed up now. Go to their social media pages for details. There will be food trucks all day, the jumpy houses will be around again all day, and you can check out the live, silent, and bucket auction items all day, with the live auction beginning at 8. There will also be a horseshoe tournament, face painting, and lots more fun, and Maura and the boys will be playing from 9 to midnight. It'll be a huge weekend with lots of activities for all ages. Don't miss this great event, raising money for the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park, coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th at Wendelene Sports Club.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, right, Bubba and
back
Fee.
Here.
Sports Talk,
we got an echo. Echo.
We bet it. We ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Takes a while to turn all that stuff off.
No, Reese has it. Reese don't screw up one time. Reese is Jesus when it comes around the boards.
Well, yeah, there, but it's a different thing.
No, Reese is unbelievable.
He is.
Hey, we're back here.
I need him.
Coach Ink and the Indian baseball players. Coach, what do you think, bud? We're still playing baseball.
Still playing. We're having fun.
We are having fun, and we got a big one tomorrow at Elida Middle School and Ed Sandy Field. And talk a little bit about your preps this week, and then we'll discuss the unbelievable weekend.
Yeah, we had 3 good days of practice. Kind of sticking to the same routine we've been doing. Guys got lots of hitting in, and worked on our kind of fly ball, ground ball, good fundamentals, and kind of stuck to same thing. It's been working. Keep doing it.
Yep. You, Mount Pelier, I'm sure you've got a lot of tape on them. I know Jerry was up and scouted them, and probably a team a little bit like us.
Yeah, seems like it. They've had some comeback wins. They got a similar record. One for sure, really good pitcher. Some good hitters in the top of the lineup, and seems like really good speed. They steal bases, so yeah, I think we'll be prepared and we're ready to go.
What's the game plan tomorrow time you guys head out?
We leave at 1:30.
So you go much first game, or at least end of it?
A little bit of the first game, and then we'll head up there before our game and then warm up.
Lipsick and Riverdale, the other two teams in the regional?
Right, yep. Both good teams as well. Lipsick looks to be like the favorite, but both really good teams, I'm sure.
As the season went on, we were win-loss, kind of just treading a little bit, had some injuries, battled through. When did you know that something special could happen here? I mean, all season long, I know from talking to you, you know, very positive. But when did it click? When did you say, boys, this is something special here?
Yeah, we felt that all year long. You know, going into the season, we felt that we had that ability. We had our ups and downs. I'd just say maybe that last week or so of the season, it just kind of clicked, like these guys just were like, okay, we got to go. You know, there's no more. We can't wait around anymore. We gotta bring our best all the time, and we gotta do the things that we're trying to work on and get better at. And they really just kind of that last week or so before tournament, I think, bought into that and got it rolling.
I mean, we early in the season, Coach, we struggled scoring. We couldn't get the hits, couldn't get the runs, and now all of a sudden, guys look like they're hitting beach balls out there because right. They are just clubbing the ball right now. I mean, what did it just? Are you guys just starting to feel that? It just seems like it was unbelievable how it started.
Yeah, they're seeing the ball really well. I don't know. It's just, you know, we're getting later in the season and more repetitions at it, and you know, being warmer and we're being outside all the time. If that stuff's helping, but we really tried to focus on a good approach at the plate. Being a little more selective and they're just seeing the ball well, and
I feel like a lot of the guys, Troy especially too, you guys are looking like you're not scared to get two strikes on you, you know, and that to me is back when we played the last state, you know, that's we had a bunch of those guys like that, and that's what makes you good, you know, and Benny was one of them, you know, we just when you can get up there with get two strikes on you and still feel comfortable that I'm going to hit the ball,
right,
man, that makes you tough.
Yep, and that's what we've worked on. That's been our approach. We got to hit with two strikes, and they've done a nice job of that. You know, Gavin Riggs, I mean, a lot of these guys have had really, really good at bats where they're fouling pitches off and getting those long counts and really working the pitchers.
And especially, with a good pitcher. You don't think you're hurting him, but if you can keep putting seven, eight pitch at bats, all of a sudden that arm gets a little sore.
You're wearing them out.
We get somebody else in there.
Right.
Coach, the tournament started. We opened up with Waynesville Goshen. The team, we played them in the rain here at the fort. We just kind of took care of business there, got an early lead. You let your defense kind of just take over from there, throw strikes. Right. And has that been, if you look at it, defensively, we're playing some pretty good baseball right now.
We've been playing a lot better, yeah. Again, I think, you know, just the weather warming up, being outside all the time, taking ground balls on the field all the time has kind of helped us come along, and they're playing really good defense right now. I think several double plays the last game, you know.
Yeah, three of them.
Just, yeah.
Big.
I think when you look at, you know, we beat Wayne Trace and we go up to Crestview, a team that perennial powerhouse, as good as that, you know, year in and year out, they could make a run to state. We go up there and probably play our best game of the year in a 2-1 victory. Did that kind of give us that confidence?
Yeah, I think that could have been a kind of a springboard, you know, going forward. Because that was our toughest game right there. And guys just showed up and executed, and they saw, hey, you know, if we play like that, we're sitting pretty good. And
you got a great start from your ace.
Right. Alex did a great job. We got bunts down and executed things we needed to do. Again, defensively played really well. So it all just kind of clicked there and then carried into the following week.
Yep. And then we have first game of districts, Parkway. We trailed the whole game, really, and come in the sixth inning, and the pressure kind of got to the young Panthers, and we just kind of have that attitude to where we never panicked. We
we made good at bats, and we have a huge inning, and we're moving on to district final.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we just kept saying, you know, I think it was 4-2. We just kept saying,
and we hit rockets first two innings. We did.
Couldn't catch a break.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody hit. We had two balls go to the fence
on the hill. Yeah, we hit one.
You haven't had one all the way back. Yeah, yeah.
You've never hit a ball that hard in your life. I'm announcing that baby's out of here.
Oh boys. Yeah, I thought it was gone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just kept saying, you know, we're hitting the ball well. It's going to fall. It's going to happen. You know, approach it as it's 0-0 and just keep playing. And finally we got that huge inning. And then, yeah.
We get the huge inning, but then they come back.
Yeah.
I tell you what, MAC teams, don't let up. Right. Don't ever let up, boys, because they'll come back and get you.
Yeah.
But we did a good job. Rexy came in, shut her down, and we're good to go.
And then we go to the district final. The Marion Local Flyers, a young team that got us during the season. We just took care of business and got them early. And Troy got us going right off the get-go. That's big.
Yep. That's what we talk about, scoring first all the time. And we came out hot on that one. Got the early lead, and that makes it so much easier for Alex or Caden or whoever's pitching when we have that lead, and they can be a little more relaxed up there, and you know, you can play a little more free.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And then we come to the play. And Fort Recovery is how many years old, Neil?
230
years old.
230, yeah. Yep.
And we have a lot to be proud of. We got the forts, we got cannons, we got everything in this town.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of publicity over the years.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Agree? Sorry.
I mean, we've had a lot of neat stuff happen in Fort Recovery. We got the chicken during the bison.
Yeah.
Sesquicentennial.
Yep.
It's big.
We have big things.
Yep.
Yep.
We ain't never had anything.
Never.
But happen like we had happen on that damn baseball game. Sports Center. Kevin McAllister.
Get up next.
Barstool
morning.
Sports.
What is going on?
Fox News. That's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. All because we just
got it.
Just kept going.
It was
the damnedest play I ever seen.
And why not?
Yeah, never seen anything like it.
And we'll never see it again.
Never.
Probably not. Again. And you're on ESPN saying, whoa, and he says,
no.
Sorry, coach, I'm passing the catcher.
He's going to keep going.
Yep. That was something.
When you gave him the whoa, but then when you looked over and the catcher was coming, you probably thought, oh, my God, he's going to make it.
Good idea.
Yep. Hey, that guy's running his nuts off from center.
Yeah, center.
He was going 100 miles an hour.
He was flying. Yep.
Well, he'd been standing out there for five minutes.
When Kane went around third, there was a beep, beep. Your fuel is low. He was out of gas when he came around there.
That was just unbelievable
incredible
play.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. And it, the amount of...
I mean, all the laughing, but it was heads up running.
Absolutely.
Fantastic running. I mean...
You know, I'm looking at the... Third base is going to second. I'm telling him to stop there. And then the catcher's going to third. I'm telling him to stop. But he's looking ahead.
He's looking ahead saying, ain't nobody there.
Yeah. If he don't hesitate, he scores.
Oh, he scores.
He had a little bit of a...
He had to avoid the catcher a little bit.
He had to coach over there last 90 minutes. That was some dang play.
It was unbelievable. And it was incredible. There were probably 1,000 people there, and every one of them was standing up and just cheering because it was the greatest thing we've ever seen.
Laughing. After it was over, both sides, everybody's laughing because it was the funniest play ever.
It was great. Right. Huh. You know the kid? You guys know the Burns kid? No, not really. Well, you know, when you and now we move on because it is... Sky's the limit now.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, why not keep going?
Why not? Why not us?
Why not?
That's what I say. What happened? We get a rain delay Saturday. We got to play Saturday. You go on the wedding, you go on the game.
I will be at that game.
You damn right.
How about Dad? Dad's got pressure on him right now.
I got to walk her down the aisle.
Yeah, probably ought to.
Might want to do that.
Right now, your dad's putting cameras up at Sandy. He's up there at night strapping cameras up just
make
in
sure
case.
You watch.
Sounds like we're got good 2 days, good days of weather, right?
It looks good tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chances should, but bring it on. What the hell?
Sure, we're going Ducey?
Yep, starting. Start with Ducey. Yep. Yep. He's been the guy all year. Yeah, so
absolutely.
You know, we got to win this game, so let's go with it. Yep.
Yep.
You're and we're going to get with these guys here in a little bit, but you, offensively, the table setter, Troy, has really been swinging the bat well.
Right. Kind of like we talked about, you know, maybe that week before tournament, right around there, I think he kind of started swinging better and things started rolling for him. And, yeah, he's just been on fire. Everybody has.
It has, yeah. Caden Homan's been absolutely tearing cover off ball, as, you know, all these guys have. And
right. Stay in the dugout.
Yeah.
What was the deal on that?
Come on, boys.
Was he about to cheer?
About got disqualified because Troy was upside down on him.
Yeah. Fired up. Come on.
It's unbelievable, ain't it? Hey, let's take a break. Come back. We'll talk Coach Ike and some of the kids. And,
yep.
And we're going to pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
This is the last week that Miracle Lanes will be open until August. That's right. Sunday will be the last day to get all that great food, subs, wings, pizza, and all those other family favorites. Call them at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Last chance until August at Miracle Lanes is this Sunday. So don't wait. Call them at 375-4274 and get your order in now.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We've been waiting a year, and now it's here. The Trinity Lutheran Church's annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 9th from 4 to 7. The ice cream is made by Young's Jersey Dairy in Yellow Springs, and they have all your favorite flavors, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, and lots more, 12 flavors in all to choose from. Besides the awesome ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy some on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 4 to 7 on Sunday, June 9th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. The church with the beautiful carillon bells.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Coach Ike and the boys getting ready for regional action tomorrow at Ed Sandy Field, 5 p.m. But I think first game starts at 2.
Yep.
And they should have everything all in by then. I think a three-hour game would be. Yep. And you guys are heading up about 1:30 to go up there, and you'll do a little hitting. And Ed Sandy's a great place for a baseball game.
Yeah, it's a nice field. Yeah. Good place to play.
Yeah. You, how's your little buddy doing, your little boy? Is he fired up?
He's excited. Yeah.
I bet he's pumped, ain't he?
I bet he's fired up.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Dad? Dad fired up?
I'll get there.
Yeah.
Keep it in check here a little bit.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
If I remember
right,
your son got a medal.
He did. Yeah.
I loved that.
Good timing by him, I guess, to get out there.
So you, once again, Coach, congratulations on a you know, district championship and a Sweet 16 berth, and good luck tomorrow. And I know you gotta probably want to get home to the little Rugrats, and we thank you for stopping up and getting the L tomorrow.
Yep, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
That is Coach Ike of the Fort Recovery Indians. We're going to talk to some of the dudes here now. First one up is going to be Riggs. Riggs, come on up. Let's talk a little baseball. First of all, how's graduation? Good?
was boring.
Was it boring?
We got through it.
Got her done.
Got through it.
Got
done. Yeah, yeah, got her done.
That's big. For a piece of paper.
And now you're off to Harvard.
13 yeah. years for, yep. that, for a piece of paper.
Almost.
Yeah. Almost off to Harvard.
Almost. Yeah. Just missed.
So talk a little bit about your feelings right now in baseball and qualifying for the regionals and this run you've been on.
Well, my older cousin Chase, he was part of the team that went to the Final Four that year, and I watched the whole tournament run, and I always thought it'd be awesome to be in this, like, the same position or whatever. And now I'm a senior, and I somewhat made it pretty close, but still, it's been one hell of a ride.
It has, and it ain't over yet, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Got a ways to go. Yeah.
You, as far as catching, and you've seen this, you've caught about every game, all but, I think, what, one or two?
Yeah.
Your ace tomorrow going. You two have got a pretty good little, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, but you seem to catch him well, and he seems to throw it to you well, and we're going to be ready to go tomorrow, right?
Yeah, hopefully catching him past 8 years, hopefully I can know what.
Pretty much know what's going on.
Yeah.
8 years you've been catching that moron.
Yeah. Think about
that. Sidearming, slinging that something.
Do you know when he's bringing her down to the... No, you have no idea.
No idea. It's a complete surprise.
Does he know? Do you have any idea, like, when you bring her back, should I go side here or where should I go?
I'm going to dip a little bit here.
Huh?
I don't know. I just do it randomly.
So I got to tell this story, okay, and talk about Doozy here a little bit. So I'm on the air doing the game, the Parkway game.
Yep.
And I said Kent Tokalvy was a sidearm pitcher back in the 70s.
Yep.
I'm sure you guys don't have any clue, except you probably do, because Kent Tokalvy's son coaches at Marietta. And he recruited you. And I'm sitting there saying, Kent Tokalvy. And then your dad comes up and says, you guys want to hear a funny story? Kent Tokalvy's son is who recruited my son.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
It was classic.
That's the damnedest thing ever.
It kind of is.
Yeah. So that's kind of a neat deal. The old sidearm.
We were laughing wide open because Bob said, there's only two guys in this whole place that knows Kent Tokalvy. It's me and you. I said, yeah. Ain't nobody remembers him. Then I get down there and his dad says, you know what? His son recruited my boy.
Well, I guess his son would know a pretty good sidearm.
Probably
when he sees
a slinger when he. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. You fired up for tomorrow? You going to be able to sleep tonight?
I probably will be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm a sleeper.
Are you a good sleeper?
I fell asleep on the way to the Coldwater game this year.
Fell asleep
on
the way.
Got a nap on the way?
Way to keep the guys pumped up.
That's
fire. Our catcher's sound asleep. Scratching his, you know what. Hey, there, Riggs is ready. Riggs, we're here.
Yeah, buddy, that's about how it is.
You've had a hell of a year. Good luck the rest of the way. We're
Thank
proud
you.
Of you. Keep it
Thank
up.
You.
Keep it going, buddy.
Michael.
He's been up here all the time, too. He's on board.
Oh, AJ's
he's wide out.
Swimmer.
Yep. How's it going, bub?
Not too bad.
You ready to go?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'll bet you are, too. Talk a little bit about that, the whole run you've been on and graduating and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's been an eventful 2 weeks now, I'd say. Starting with graduation, that was exciting.
No, he said sucked. Riggs did.
Too long.
It was an hour.
Yeah, all the smart people got to stand up. Y'all
hey, don't sell yourself short.
Hey, yeah. You're the smart one. You're going to have zero college debt.
There you go.
Yeah, it's been exciting these past 2 weeks, just being able to keep on playing baseball, just knowing that any game could be our last now, and being able to just put it all out there every single night it's been exciting.
Yeah. That's what we got to do.
And ain't nothing like hanging out with your buds, too. Mm-hmm. Think about it. That's more time to hang out, and there ain't nothing like it.
No.
You can talk to these kids all you want, but you ain't going to believe when you get our age or our age being part of a team. God dang it. And
especially a team that's this good.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys are in some, this is some tough ground now, but you're probably one of the top 5-6 teams that ever came out of Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't been many of us play at regionals. It doesn't happen very often.
That's pretty cool.
I say we go kick their ass tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's the game plan. How about the picture? This picture this week I seen of you and Cade and Cole.
Oh,
when you were a little guy, that was an awesome picture.
Yeah,
pretty awesome picture.
That's an oldie right there.
That was an oldie.
That was an oldie.
Yeah, we used to really razz him a little bit when he was the ball. When he was a bat boy.
Bat boy.
Yep.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
But we razz everybody.
Yeah, that's
good
true.
Luck. Good that luck, my friend, and I got a couple texts here. Chuck Etzler says, tell the coach and the guys good luck tomorrow and everybody involved in the Fort Recovery baseball program. So good luck, guys. I got another one here from some number I don't know. Couldn't be prouder of this squad. Give them hell tomorrow. So we got a lot of people who are listening. We got a lot of people who's going to be there tomorrow. Give them hell, okay? Sounds good. Doozy, come on up here. How's it going?
Good.
Good? Looking good.
Growing up for baseball.
Yeah, growing up for baseball. I think it scares the hitters, too.
Oh, yeah.
Chicks dig it?
No.
They hate it.
No, but they love his Camaro that his mom and dad gave him.
How's your golf game?
I haven't been out yet.
Good.
I was going to wait.
You got about another 2 weeks before you go out there.
Two more weeks, you can play all you want.
Yeah, don't screw up your bat swing.
That's right. So it's been a kind of a wild ride for you, too, because you signed with Marietta a couple weeks ago. And talk a little bit about what this thing's meant to you.
It's definitely been... It was really tough. I didn't know, what school to decide on, and I had a few different options, and I thought Marietta would fit the best for me, and then...
So when you go through that, Alex, so you got other teams looking for you, too, and you say that you fit better. I mean, you feel like I can pitch quick. I might be out there next year. Maybe a couple of years I'll be out there. I mean, I hear that a lot where guys say that's a good fit for me. And it is usually. And the biggest thing is probably playing time, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they definitely have the best program, and then they're showing me around the place, and I thought I had the best opportunity to grow and get a lot better. And
yeah.
They had a lot of different things technology wise that would really help me out and see things from a different perspective, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You gotta be excited to get the ball tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Bring it on.
Yep.
I tell you, Coldwater, we had a perfect view. Before we covered, we kind of sit off the side. We're right behind you at Coldwater, right? You had the curveball working pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
How fast do you think you throw the slow curve? 50?
Oh, it's slow.
That guy's got me thinking, get in here, you sir.
Two different guys swung three times at the same pitch.
It's amazing how far out in front they are.
It is. It's kind of neat.
But you got her working. It's pretty funny.
It is good. It is fun to watch. Good luck tomorrow, my friend.
Thank you.
Yep, you're
good
awesome.
Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Next up, who we got? Big.
Ooh, Gabby.
Gavin? Fire rocket. Is that what they call you?
No.
Jesus. I don't know where he got that from. What do you think, bub?
Nothing.
Huh? No thoughts at all?
Nope, not really.
You ready to go tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yep. We talked about your shot you hit at Coldwater. Any other diamond that's out?
Yeah, I thought it was gone off the bat, but I was like, this is a big field also. So
did you get your home run trot, or was you running hard?
I was running.
Was you running hard because it killed you?
Yep. Watched Reese Wendell think he hit one out at Fort Recovery, and that didn't end so well for him.
That's a good.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
What happened there?
Landed warning track shot, and he was standing on first, and he came out of the game after that.
It's because he's tired from running so far.
Yeah, it was a long way.
Yep. You're just a neat dude, man. You're just a neat bird, and when we root for you, we root for all these guys. But when tomorrow, are you a jittery guy? Are you ready to go? Or are you just let's kick some ass?
Oh, let's kick some ass.
There you go. That's what I like to hear too. I'm kind of on the fence here. I get nervous.
Well, nervous. Then you start playing.
No nerves.
No,
none at all. Bring it on.
Bring it on.
That's what I like to hear. What's your game plan after school?
Work for dad.
Oh, boy. That's good.
Perfect.
Pretty good gig.
Yep. What's your game plan after hitting a home run tomorrow?
Point up at you.
Yes, sir. That's my boy.
Yeah. Hey, wind will be blowing out, I think.
Man, have you been hitting the ball?
North wind. So, and Sandy's, wear your glasses, too. Outfitters. Right. Sun's going to be shining right at
you. Right at your face.
Yeah. Hey, good luck tomorrow, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping out. What time did your party end the other night?
I think I got in bed around 2:30.
Not bad.
That was
all right. Yep. Everybody, all these guys stick around?
No. They left pretty early.
They were there a while, though.
Yeah. They're on curfew.
First of all, I've never been on your back patio.
Yeah.
It's a good setup.
How nice is that?
Yeah, a lot of privacy back there.
That is
the front, yeah.
Yeah. That's unbelievable nice.
Tremendous.
Let's talk a little bit about your arm. How you feeling right now? You ready to go?
Yep. Feels good.
Yeah. You've kind of got the ball in the closer role here the last couple games, and you're ready for that?
Yeah. Just accept my role and do what coach wants you to do. Throw strikes.
And you no also more. Had a – you play a little right field as well, and wherever they put you. I was out in center field in my golf cart the other. I think it was a Waynesville Goshen game, and somebody hit a rocket at you, mm-hmm. and you made a tremendous catch, and he's running over at you, and I'm thinking, I ain't sure if he's going to kill you because I think your throw in was a little wild.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so. But Troy kind of looks around like, nice catch, Rex. Good job, buddy.
Too bad.
Yeah, that's good. Your game plan after school?
Go to the lake for business.
There lake you go. For business. Going to play basketball?
Nope.
Career's over?
Enough of that.
Yeah. Just Wednesday night open gym, I guess.
There you go. You're headed to the big time.
Old man. What do they call it? Old man, right?
Old man
league. Yeah.
That's what I got to look forward to now.
Can't wait.
You'll do okay in the old man's league.
You got to look forward to four more baseball games.
Yeah.
Let's get four more games then.
Because I think, what's state final? Akron?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yep.
Huh? Ooh. Good luck tomorrow, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Kick ass.
Good luck, Rex.
You got a big week.
Yep, I do. But
probably
we're all baseball right now.
That's right. We are 100% baseball. Yep. Yeah, that's right.
No shade to Brenner. We're just all baseball right now.
Brenner says, "What the?"
What's the chance of if we'll punch Brenner right in the nose of
horrible planning? But
what was she thinking?
But regionals is Thursday, Friday. Her wedding is Saturday, so it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll get her. And the weather's good. So we're gonna get them in.
Talk a little bit about what this thing means to you.
It's awesome. You know, we thought we've always had this in us the whole season, and it's great to put it together at the end of the year. And there's always, even though we were pretty 500 most of the year, I always had this feeling just that we were different. We just gelled really good together, so kind of picked up on that.
Man, you're seeing a ball right now.
It is. That's a lot of fun right now.
Yep. I tell you what, you starting that game off the other night against Marion with that line drive up the middle, you know, and looking over to teammates, that's what it's about, baby. That says we're here. We're here and we're coming to play.
That was something. I don't know. It was just weird. I was just at work all day that day, and I couldn't focus at all, and that's just what I pictured all day. I was just telling myself it's going to be fastball down the middle, and
I'm going to hit it,
we're going to take off from there. We're going to have a lot of fun, so yeah.
So you got a kind of a neat family. Probably be an understatement. And you got a couple of brothers who are morons.
That's right.
You know? I mean, morons.
Pretty
accurate. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Pretty big fans of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a lot of fun. Best supporters. So.
Yeah. You, they probably, and that's a neat part is how excited they are for you. I mean, you know,
they've been there.
Yeah. They know what.
They know what you're going through, and I'm sure they love to see you having fun.
Yep.
Yeah. I was texting your dad today, and I told him I was up in Defiance, and they have so much rain up there. I said, yeah, there's no way we're playing tomorrow. I knew he was going have a heart attack. You shut your mouth. So, I think we're going to be all right there, Todd. So, your game plan after school?
I'm going to Bowling Green for education, mathematics education for grades 7 to 12.
You're going to be coaching here someday.
Yep, absolutely.
That is awesome.
That's the plan.
You're going to coach my grandsons. You're in trouble.
Yep. I'm very sorry.
Watch, they'll have
some. Hey, that bat you got, just bring it with you.
Take it to class.
Might need that bat.
Take it to class.
Might need that in class.
Yep. Well, we wish you nothing but luck tomorrow, my friend. Yep. Give him hell.
Keep having fun. Well, yep. Keep having fun.
All right.
Hey, we want to thank you guys for coming in. Let's get this guy up here.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on. He's been there.
Coach Homan.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Coach, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
What do you think of this little thing?
I am enjoying it just as much as I was whenever I was a player.
Ain't that amazing?
It is. It's crazy.
It is. It is. It's the same with us. I mean,
yeah.
It's like you it's just get so excited, you know? And it's and I'm sure for you to be around these guys.
Oh, yeah. I love seeing these boys have this success, especially since, you know, my grade had that, so it's awesome to see that these boys are picking up on it.
Yeah, because there's nothing that is better for a community. And people say you're crazy, but when teams make runs.
Oh, man, runs. See a purple come in on Friday night?
Yeah.
Nothing better.
No,
obviously,
I mean,
in high school baseball.
And Coldwater facility, I mean, you can say what you want, but there is that. For a district, there ain't nothing.
Great atmosphere.
Nothing better than playing Coldwater. Them freaking guys do it right, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's awesome. Well, I know you got a lot of words of wisdom for these guys and has been there before. And once again, Fee, we wish you guys the best luck tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Go home, get some rest, get fired up for tomorrow. And we'll be there. Fort Cover Radio will be there, probably be on the air.
Yep.
And we might show up.
Think we might show up?
Yeah, we'll bubble.
I think we'll be there. Boys,
be there.
Thanks for coming in. We
absolutely,
appreciate
fellas.
It. Good luck, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Perfect. Thank you. Have some fun, fellas.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll see you, buddy.
Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne IGA.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Do you have a graduation party you're planning for, or a weekend get-together? Let Wayne IGA be your party headquarters. Of course, they have all the drinks you want, pop, beer, wine, Powerade, plus all the snacks. But don't forget that you can also get their great fried chicken, everybody's favorite. And the barbecue pork, cream chicken, and beef make for quick and easy sandwiches. Don't forget to call ahead at 375-2865 to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. They'll make your party preparations easier. Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more. The Indians baseball team is playing great and hitting the ball well. They are the Coldwater District champions, and now they're headed to the regionals. Tomorrow evening, they'll take on the Montpelier Locomotives at Elida at 5 o'clock. Montpelier is the number one seed out of the Bryan District and are the Buckeye Border Conference champions and have an overall record of 13-8. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live, just as we have all season long. Get on the Indians bandwagon this week and head up to Elida tomorrow night. But if you just can't get there to cheer them on in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
them guys for coming up. Oh, I know absolutely. The last thing they wanted to do was come up here and talk about yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. They all do.
And they do it.
We love them for it. So let's go over the rest of this weekend,
yeah.
Starting Thursday track at Welcome Stadium. Once again, ticket $16 for adults, $10 for kids. The at 4:50 is a 100 meter. Mm-hmm. The 4x1 will be running at 5:30. At 6 o'clock is the long jump. At 6:30 is the 300 meter hurdles. And at 7 p.m. is the 200 with Anna Reisner. She'll be running that. Then on Friday, it kicks off again in Friday evening. The 100 meter is at 6:40. The 1600 with Natalie and Trevor is at 6:55. The 4x1 is at 7:10. 300 hurdles at 7:30. The 200 meter at 7:55. And Trevor runs the 3200, the last event of the state, Friday night at 8 o'clock. And once again, tickets are $16 for adults, $10 for students. Welcome Stadium, Dayton. Great place for you, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. I think that'd be a great place. Welcome.
I agree.
That's an hour away.
Yep. Yeah. Hour away. Nice parking. It's
yeah. You need to go to either the track meet or the baseball game. Yep. One or the other.
One or the other.
Yep. They're both at
and
the same
I'm sure
time.
And that for recovery will be well represented.
I'd say both of them.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And then the tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it's at Elida Middle School at Sandy Field. It is the 4 Recovery Indians versus the Mount Pilliar Locomotives. That's it. And tickets are $5 for kids and $12 for adults. The first game at 2 o'clock is Lipsick versus Riverdale. And I think one ticket gets you in for both, if I remember right.
I think so. I'm not 100% certain. Yeah.
And then the finals for that is on Friday night.
Friday, 5 o'clock again?
Friday at 5. I think it might be...
No, it's 5 o'clock.
Is it 5? Okay.
I
five
think
again?
One of those has... Okay. Maybe not. One of them has...
So the championships?
Somewhere I have the...
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Yep. Super. And then next weekend is state baseball at Akron Canal Park.
Yep.
And we would play Saturday at... 4 o'clock, and then the state finals is Sunday at 7 p.m.
Wow!
So they do it a little different.
It's a little different.
That'd be neat. Hell,
that'd be fun. Yeah, under the lights. That'd be cool.
Sunday night
baseball.
Sunday night under the lights.
Yep.
What else going on, my friend?
I don't know about a lot going on, but
Benny was talking about the purple. And I remember the first time we went down to Huntington. I came out and from under the dugout and come out and walked out and there's our fans. And it is an absolute sea of purple everywhere. Yeah. And I
remember that's Columbus, right?
Yeah. And I remember Newark Catholic's coach coming over and saying, "Wow, you guys must be a huge baseball town, huh?" I said, "I'm not realizing this is probably our third best sport." He goes, "Jesus, you guys." But I said, "But we follow a winner."
Yeah, we do. We do that. It'll be a lot of fun tomorrow, and
yep,
and we're ready.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe. Yeah. I think so too. I think kids look confident.
Yeah, absolutely.
Relaxed.
I think Lipsick is 22-2 or 25-2. They got a really good record.
Yep. Putnam County.
But we have to get past Montpelier first.
Yeah, one at a time. One at a time.
That's right.
Let's get that one done first.
Yep. What time are you leaving tomorrow?
I don't know. 3:33 somewhere in there.
You and Cal be going up?
I don't know. Toby never texted me. I'm assuming he wanted to, but
I thought he said he was gone. I'm picking up the grandkids, and Jody's gone. We're going to leave about 3:15. Kim gone?
Going to take Ron and Cheryl again.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know what your game. What time are you leaving, Spencer?
Probably about 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't want to get there late.
No, right.
Make sure you're there in time.
We're sitting outside, probably?
We might be. I told them that place is small.
Yeah.
Their press box is a third the size of Coldwater's.
Yep.
And I told them, especially since I know it's going to be good weather, we can be outside.
Yeah.
If it needs to be. I want to get there and get stuff set up and make sure it's working.
Ready to roll.
And be ready to go at 4 o'clock before the first game is done.
Yep.
I want to make sure that that everything is how it's supposed to be.
Reese going
to
be there?
He'll be there eventually. He has to work till 3:30-ish.
So he'll be there.
So, he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll end up being there before the third inning, probably.
He's a good dude.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's been good.
He's so good at that.
We want to thank all those kids for coming up tonight and the coaches.
Yeah.
Every time we ask anybody, they just come
up. Boy, they come up.
Yep.
I wonder why that is, Bob.
I don't understand it.
I think they like talking to you. You guys are good to them, man. But
I love it. I can't wait for tomorrow. Let's have some success this weekend.
And I got a good message to you. I don't know if I told Neil or not, but Jaden got a hit this week. He played this week, so he's back. And they drew Coastal Carolina, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then if they win, they play Clemson. So
perfect.
That'll be...
Where they play at? Clemson?
Clemson, yeah.
And he's playing well. He was, and then he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt, and now that was his first at-bat last weekend, so... He's excited. He says, I'm ready to play. So,
well, awesome. Good luck to Jaden.
Yeah.
And the Vandy boys. Good luck to the Indians tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Once again, like Neil said, get to one of them. If you can't make the baseball, get down to the track.
Got
to
support them.
Root on the purple and white. Big weekend.
Yeah, whichever one is your thing, get to one of them. Don't be sitting at home. We do have it on the radio, but that is not... If that's not why we do the radio.
Both easy drives. You'll be in the seat in an hour.
That's exactly right.
Perfect. For my good friend, Mr. Fee.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Neil, the owner, operator of this wonderful radio station. I am Bob Stalger. Thanks for listening. We might be back on next Wednesday.
We're going to do another one.
Yep. You're damn right. Recovery Radio.
Talk to the baseball guys again.
You ain't kidding.
We'll be back.
Good luck, Indians. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.